Boogie yo, Davis. Yo, what it do? It's Big Dog Boogie D, man. We live from the Brick Cave right about now.
What's up, Miss Pooh?
And DJ Sir Thurl in the building.
All right, welcome to the Brick Cave Crew Podcast. Gonna take this shot of effing to get this thing started. Salute.
Go.
So, it's been an interesting couple of days for myself, Sir Thurl, Miss Pooh. You know, just dealing with a couple of things that have brought my consciousness back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you back on some things. Let me tell you, I was sitting around watching Netflix, watching two documentaries. One was The Evolution of Hip Hop, which is they only got four episodes right now. I got through all four. Got me geeked, got me hyped, got me thinking about stuff I ain't thought about, got me reminiscing. Then I watched the Stretch and Barbito documentary by a legendary show that used to come on college radio back in New York back in the late 80s, early 90s. And that got me even further thinking, because that's when I started getting into hip-hop and all that. And it really, when I mean brought my consciousness back, it brought me back to a level, because we do radio on a daily basis. Those of who maybe listen to the podcast, you know, we all have a radio show. We call it Smash Radio, Hot 104.1. So it's kind of weird, because I remember when I first got into radio, it was like the Stretch and Barbito era, where it was just, we didn't have no real rules. We were able to just do a lot of stuff and have funds. I mean, fun, not funds, but have fun. And, like, mix shows, like Friday and Saturday nights, was a party at the radio station.
Went in, right.
Like, yeah. we had people that just want to come through and hang out. Just, like, you know, just be in the room. Not be in the microphone. Just be in the radio station, because the mix show was popping. Artists come through, freestyling. And I'm like, that's a lost art and hip hop. And then I look at Miss Pooh, who's in her mid-20s right now, and I look at her and I go, damn, you really kind of missed out on something that is the genesis of how we all able to make a living, even to have a podcast.
Yeah.
And I think she feels we sometimes sun her on her lack of knowledge, right? And I would say, but why should you have a lack of knowledge? Now I'm getting at her. Because
no, I'm from the Midwest, dog. What that means?
Lack of knowledge.
Son somebody.
Son means you like, I'm disrespecting it right now. I'm disrespecting it fully right now.
Your son. Okay, I get it.
Because now you. I say to myself, technology has brought something to the forefront that people walk around with every day, knowledge in their pocket.
Right.
On any subject because of the internet. So I feel like when I talk to people in the Miss Pooh era right now, on a lot of things, they have no desire to learn about nothing or how shit got the way shit got to be. You know what I mean? It can be from music. It can be from how your street corner look, how it look, how your building look, how it look, how your block look, how it look, how the presidential election got everybody going crazy because they don't like the results. It's all right there in your hip pocket. For you to pull out and start doing some knowledge yourself on some background shit. Like Thurl and I used to have library cards.
Right.
Like, had to go to the library.
Yep.
Take books back, B. Now you can Google it and watch a tutorial or a video. You can watch a video right now on anything.
On anything.
Cleaning your oven, Google it.
Google it. Like,
how to put a condom on, Google it.
Right.
How to tie a tie, Google it. You ain't have to have no, you gotta know how to have daddy.
So my question really for this podcast tonight is, how is it, Miss Pooh, that your generation right now don't seem to give a fuck about nothing?
And I'm not even going, before you start, I'm saying Miss Pooh, I'm going to give her a little leeway because she is up on a lot of things that, you know, a lot of people her age are not on. And I do give you props on that as well, but I'm frustrated. I get frustrated sometimes because I'm like, maybe is it too much information out there? Could be.
Me personally, I feel like, my generation, yes, I feel like it might just be too much information out there. I think people, it's like almost like don't have the knowledge to know. Like, some people don't even have the knowledge.
The knowledge or the desire?
The desire to know. Or they don't know that they could know. I feel like it's almost like a conspiracy.
Really?
Yes. I feel like people, even though they don't have a desire, I still feel like people don't even realize that some shit is at the tip of their, you know what I'm saying, in their hands. So it's not that they don't want to know. I think some people just don't click it together. But me personally, I think the difference between me and somebody older may be the emotional attachment to some things that might be older. Yeah, I might not know some things, but I personally have a desire to know everything. Like, everything. So, I fuck up. I ain't gonna lie. I will fuck up at things that I might not know. But I'm truly that one in my generation that wants to know, that actually still reads books, that be thinking one day and be like, let me Google this shit all the way from Egypt or some shit. I used to want to be a straight archaeologist when I was little. Like, I love
what's
history.
That? I'm sorry, what's that? I ain't that smart in real life.
Archaeology is the study of
bones.
Indiana Jones, dude.
Is that the bones?
Yeah, like that shit that was
Indiana Jones, dude.
And the evolution of life, the evolution of people.
I'm trying to be honest, dog.
How things got to where they were. So I am that person that shit look at buildings and be straight looking at pictures of like how the old St. Louis used to look. Like, that's just me. But I think my generation is a little preoccupied.
Crackheads.
Okay, let me you say preoccupied.
They look,
but preoccupied.
Video games.
Look, yeah, like they distracted.
But what? What do you, I mean, look.
I think they're distracted with other things that's in their hands.
Like
social
what?
Media, videos, music. Like, they don't
care
to know the education.
No, okay, stop. You just said the point we're making. It's like you care about what's happening now, but you don't care about what happened beforehand. And here's why I'm going with this, because somebody could be listening to this right now and already kirking out and want to start some shit. Yo, we could care about that beat. But you should, because if you want to get into a certain profession,
right,
you should have a knowledge of that profession.
Absolutely.
It could be from music to sports to politics to, you know, a doctor.
But
you should have a knowledge of the people that have paved the way for you.
Right.
Okay, so, but how far back do you expect people to go?
I don't think they got to go back to the beginning, to the birth of fire.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I would say this. I'll take what we do, right? When I first got into radio, and I got into radio in the early 90s, there was a shift. There was a paradigm shift of the industry. Before you ever got into broadcasting radio, you had to go to some sort of broadcasting communication school to have an actual license. FCC used to have to have a book in the studio, and everybody that was a so-called broadcasting operator license had to be in there. Just in case the FCC ever walked into the building, they had to go through and find stuff. You was on the radio.
No, I wasn't. That was not me.
If you was on the radio,
okay,
they would look, find your license.
You're a little older than me.
And say you was validated. When I got in, that all changed. And then the cast that was still from that era didn't like me because I didn't have to pave my way or go to school. I ain't know nothing. I literally was a kid from Southside Jamaica, Queens, going to school out in Arizona, got thrown on the radio. I don't know nothing about breaks, mic time, levels. I'm just on the mic because hip-hop was just so raw and everybody was getting into hip-hop. But then I had to have some of the cast before me sit me down. I was like, yo, if you're going to do this and make a living at it, at least have some knowledge itself. So they should tell me about other legendary radio stations, other legendary disc jockeys. They used to, it was like a teaching of the game. And I also remember when you would watch sports figures going from a Michael Jordan, from a Magic Johnson, from a Dr. J, and from a Dr. J, from a Bill Russell. They all had knowledge of the game. And they knew who came before them, who inspired them. It was like you just kept passing the torch along. I think now, today, especially in hip-hop, they don't care.
And
that's a problem. Like, you talk to these artists, what are you talking about? Because we can talk about what's in 2016 or 2015, but if you talk to artists and say they don't know Biggie or Pac, you're like, yo, really?
Right. I think I think that not only has it fucked up there, but, I mean, people don't even pass the torch in families no more. Like, they don't even pass shit down no more. I think it's more so the mother, who's becoming mothers and fathers nowadays. I mean, it's young. People are younger.
And tradition is going out the window.
Tradition is just like not even there anymore. That might be why holidays and shit don't feel the same. People are, it's fucked up. But I feel like I might be going along with you. I might not be your age, but I feel like I'm going along with the fact that shit just ain't the same.
But I think it's all gonna change because
when?
I can't tell you when. But okay, you mentioned the analogy of things ain't being passed down in the family.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, like when a family's so messed up, when somebody got to stand up and say, wait a minute, somebody got to be grandmama today. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I think that's when it starts to change. And what you were talking about, I want to take it back to how the sports world is. Remember when athletes start retiring and start getting on the air, the journalists start getting upset at the athletes. Yeah. Like, he ain't even went to school for this.
Look at ESPN and TNT now. It's almost one journalist and everybody else is
full of athletes. It's athletes, right.
Look, I understand the game has changed.
Right.
I'm not arguing that. And what we're talking about is not all relative. You're going to do some ill shit in your life. That's different. Mm-hmm. We understand. Life takes precedence over what we're talking about. But what I'm saying is, if Miss Pooh's just getting into the world of radio, I expect it shouldn't be I have to tell her. I should expect that she should have done some knowledge and research, at least on St. Louis radio. So when right. some of these homework, Saint, yeah. so, right, so, yeah. so even when some of these St. Louis legends start to pass on, she can be like, I heard of. You may not have a listen to, but you have an understanding of how the evolution of, let's just say, urban or black radio in St. Louis transpired. This is your hometown, right? So you should know about Magic 108. I wasn't around for Magic 108. So why do I know about it? I'm a kid from New York. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? How do I know about Magic 108? How do I know the evolution of Magic to 100.3 to beat to High 104.1 to 100.3 beat going away to turn it to Magic, simple signals, all this? How do I know all that?
Yeah but you know it in your hometown.
But how do I know about Jackenstein?
Jackenstein.
How do I know Jackenstein, he played legend. The first rap record in St. Louis? Okay, because if I'm going to live here and work here, there were people before me, right? Yeah. And then people are either going to tell me about it or I have to do some research on my own. And now with the internet, you don't have to go to the library. All you got to do is ask Google.
Right.
And nine times out of ten,
I feel like, and you know what? I agree with you. I feel like, and that's with any profession. Like, I feel like if you aspire to be anything, you should definitely know your homework. But I do feel like instead of thinking of it as if people have phones in their hand, we know that, but people still need a teacher. People still need a mentor. People still need that
but do
person.
They want that though? Because, like, and I always go back to music. That's what we do. When I hear an artist do an interview where they say they don't need to know about those old school artists, I'm like, yo, really? That's kind of stupid. Because that's like an athlete talking about they don't know who Kurt Flood is if you're in baseball.
But that don't take away the love that they have for it.
Is it really they have love or it's just an easy hustle?
It's a way to make money.
Because I don't think the love.
I mean,
there.
Right? Because you had those people like we talked about last time, like. Who get into, like, my profession, hair and makeup and shit, because it's an easy hustle, who don't even care. They just want the money. But you have people that just might have a natural talent in it and love it and might not even know, have a license.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I love it, though. Okay, so you and her and makeup, right? You know Madam CJ Walker,
right? Right,
right. So you know that.
Right.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Like, so is it that you pick your passions? Is it that you pick what you know? Like, is it because some things come so naturally to you, it ain't no need to research, or, I mean, I'm just asking.
I would say, I'm kind of saying, yeah, because it kind of feel like that. It feel like you naturally know some things, personally.
Yeah.
And some things you just might not know. And it ain't because you don't want to know. It might just because you didn't even know to even look the shit
up. Let me ask you a question. Do you know the history of how there were certain companies in St. Louis that affected hair shows that are now national. Because some hair shows and some hair companies used to be based out of St. Louis.
Right.
See, to me, I would expect you to have a general knowledge of it. Not, you ain't got to be an authority on it, but I expect you to have some knowledge if that's what you do. If that's your profession, I expect to sit down with you and you teach me something about your profession. I don't need to know about what's happening today. We can all see what's happening today. Tell me about how we got here. And I think and I'm going to be honest. I'm going to go back to this artist thing because I ain't getting off this. They don't have no passion because they don't – it's a passion for the money. It's not a passion for the art.
Yes,
because let me tell you, when you are about this hip-hop culture, it's way bigger than just you making a record. You cared about the producer. You cared about other cats that was around you because you either want to get with them or you want to battle them. When you went to the radio station, it wasn't that generic, boring, bullshit-ass interview. Right. When you looking on your phone, don't ask no questions. You came in like, yo, where the mic, where the headphone? Yo, I'm freestyling. Let's go.
Yeah.
You want to show the whole world how I get down.
Yeah.
You want to spit. We get artists that come to the radio station now. We can barely wake them up. Hey, over here, buddy.
Right, okay, so.
Right. Hello, wake okay. up.
Miss Pooh mentioned something, and I hope I'm not interrupting your point, but Miss Pooh mentioned something about an emotional connection. We were around when hip-hop started. We have a different emotional connection than that generation. You got to understand, like, and it makes sense. If you were there when something started and you saw something, you saw it grow from a baby up into where it is now, we have a bigger passion for it than somebody who just came. Like, you're not coming into the building trying to find out how an oven work or how the light come on, because it wasn't invented in your time frame. You get what I'm saying? So,
if I'm in the profession of selling ovens, yes, I would. And that's where I'm going with it. It's the same way.
I feel that, but then I still feel like how you said, how far back?
Yeah, how far back do you go?
Okay, because you still got to leave it up to being educated on it, or even if you go to school on it, you got to leave it up to them people that's even going to teach
you. Here's what I'm going to say.
What you need to know.
This guy's a DJ, and you hate the fact that so many cats can just become a DJ with a laptop.
But I wasn't just a DJ. I started off with being a rapper. I went through the whole spectrum. I started off being a B-boy.
But you upset you get what I'm with saying? The fact like, that they don't even respect what you do, and you're upset that cats can go out and make some money by putting up a lot. Because I've been the part. I put them on Instagram. You saw me doing like, yo, dude sitting down. Dude just pushing buttons.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
So that, to me, is what we're talking about is that, yes, because of technology, anybody can make a album in their house. Anybody can be a rapper. Anybody can be a singer. Anybody, as long as you got the right program, you can make beats, you can do whatever. And if you make the right one, you can make $1 million. I'm not mad at you for that. But don't come into the radio station on an interview and act like we're bothering you.
Right.
I'm not bothering you. Yeah. If this ain't really what you want, then why are you in it?
Right.
Oh, no, it's an easy lick. It's money.
Exactly.
And I think we got a lot of, I think today when I see a lot of so-called rappers.
Yeah.
First of all, to call yourself a rapper truly means you're already disrespecting the art. Because
you're not an artist.
If you truly are a rapper wasn't a derogatory term. A rapper was a term that means you was the most ferocious MC on the block. And you wanted that respect. You wanted that top shot of look. You just want to say a rapper. A rapper is somebody generic. So you telling me you just want to be the bench warm on the Bulls? I just want the ring. I don't
want
to earn it.
They just want the bread.
See what I'm saying? So you just want the bread.
True.
That's my point. The lack of passion is one of the reasons why I think the music has no soul. I think that's why the music is soulless. I think that's why the music doesn't connect with everybody.
I disagree because you said the music has no soul and it don't connect. That's to us.
That's not to
everybody in their generation. You get what I'm saying?
I bet they have a lot in their generation.
But what I'm saying, they have a lot of artists in their generations where they connect to. And they don't connect to everybody. We didn't connect to everybody. Like, I'm tired of us saying that we did, like, everybody came out was animals. Everybody that came out, you know what I'm saying?
As we're talking, I keep thinking about how technically we still... This is the first time that y'all are even probably dealing with this.
Yes, it is.
So, y'all really was at the beginning of something that we don't even know where it's going to go.
At the beginning.
And probably not the beginning, but it's at
right
the point
after
where...
the birth. But what I'm saying is,
I
disagree a little bit with her. Not everybody from any era, from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, yes. Not everybody's ferocious. But there is a thing between artists, DJs, graffiti artists, breakdancers... Fashion, sneaker, Easter's, whatever, coffee, whatever. If you have a love or passion for something, you have a love and thirst of knowledge to say, yo, how did this come together? That's what my point is. My point is, yes, we do have artists that are out here. We have Kendricks. You have J. Cole's. You have artists that you have the chances. You have even Kanye, at all craziness aside, that truly care about the art form and care about the music. But a lot of the cats that people are getting played on the radio that I think are popular... Then when they kind of burst your bubble when you meet them. Because you think like, wow, are you happy you got like the number one record?
I don't even like meeting artists.
But you know, wait. You just said what my point is. You get a hot record that's going 50 states worldwide, internationally known, everybody on your nuts. And as soon as somebody meets you, your first reaction is you and your phone, your face down. You're like, yeah, I ain't no rapper, man. I ain't even think about doing this guy shit, man. I was out there on the trap, man.
So
that's like, yo, really?
I've told a few people this quote that I read in a book that I was reading. Because I read books. And the quote was, what if
What's the name of the book, dog?
I think it was either The Secret. No, it was. I don't know if it was between Curious The George, Secret or Finding Your Passion.
Dr. Seuss in the.
See, that's a shame. No, seriously, it said, "What if you love something you don't like?" But or it said, what if you love something you're not good at, but you're good at something you don't love? And I really felt that because I'm like, it's not that, like, I love freaking art, but yeah. I'm not all the way good at it.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But I have that passion to want to freaking know how to do it and be an artist. And I'm just saying as an example.
Your talent landed in the wrong place. That's, I mean, okay, so.
You can take that a couple of different ways.
Listen to me.
She should not be on the box.
No, I'm not saying she should not be on the box. I'm saying, I'm telling you, like, the box ain't what it used to be. We just talked about
what it used to be that's
compared to what it is now. Like, I always dreamed of quote unquote making it. I didn't know what that meant.
Right.
Back then, you know what I'm saying? I just knew I was looking in magazines, looking at videos, looking at whatever. I was in tune with this thing that got birthed during my generation. And I'm still learning about the start of it. Like, the evolution took it back to evolution of hip hop. It took it back to 73. Right. August 11th, 1973.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we all.
It's just a purpose. Like,
but
even learn that.
Yeah.
But let me finish though. Never did I think that it would evolve me into DJing. Me went from going from rapping to producing, like B-boy to rapping to producing, and now to DJing. You see what I'm saying? I've been on all levels of it except for like graffiti. You get what I'm saying? So I have a different emotional connection than somebody who was just born in like 85, 86, 87. Right. You see what I'm saying? Or even 90. You get what I'm saying? Like, the 90s were my era, and then we talked about the evolution of hip-hop. They messed me up in the 90s, because to me, they stuck on a Rodney King. When they went to the West Coast, they stuck on a Rodney King or the Police brutality more than they did the hip-hop. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, we got to go here again. Like, during them times, I lived in hip-hop. I lived in, you know what I'm saying? So, I think us having some type of emotional connection, and then what you just said about where your talent's at and where your love is, it's like, I never really thought that I would be doing this for a living every day. And it gives me a different feeling. It gives me a different passion. Like, I almost need a break from it to get my passion back.
You know what?
And some people are going through that on an everyday basis.
It is generational. Because I would just say this, though. I think that what we try to do on Smash Radio is bring some of that fun and essence back to the radio. So we break a lot of rules. I'm not going front. We break a lot of rules.
And then on radio, you the boss, so we can.
No, being the boss doesn't absolve me of breaking the rules. I just think it's necessary because.
Break that.
Because we got to make a connection, man. And when you try to make a connection, you ain't got time to bullshit with it. You got to have some soul and some love and some passion, some energy.
So somebody else.
And those speakers can feel it. And I honestly believe this is how I feel. I didn't know why they can disagree, whatever. It's cool. Mm-hmm. But I think what we try to do every day is try to have a real connection. And we try to do that by some of the words we use, some of the sound effects we do, sometimes how the conversation is. Because we don't want it to be generic and white people. I think that's too much in the world right now. I think that the world is becoming too much. We're losing all type of disconnection. Virtual reality games is here now. And I'm like, yo, that's it. Because I ain't lying to you. Once the porn industry figure out how to manipulate virtual reality, ain't nobody ever doing nothing. They gonna be locked in.
They gonna be walking up to you, dog. I can feel it.
But think about
once they let you feel,
I'm saying, think about it now.
You can feel it.
People
dog.
Don't even talk. People text each other. People have.
You can smell it.
No conversations. No real conversation. When you meet a dude. When you meet a guy, y'all have text conversation. There's not a phone. You're not on the phone like I used to be in the bedroom late at night in the
under the covers
on the phone, half asleep on the jack. Like, I don't want to hang up.
But this is another thing.
But instead, with your text all that.
You hang up.
But you got
people who are
unaware of that and people who are aware.
You hang up. Nah, you hang up.
But I'm not. But I understand that the world. What I'm saying is,
you hang up first.
We are so disconnected on so many levels that even in major cities, they are now creating grocery stores where there's nobody there.
You can just walk in there and grab your stuff because you already swiped through the thing.
And you're done. Like, you got restaurants in big cities where you can walk in there and it's all vending machine. Boop, 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 go. Everything that we're doing is creating more disconnection. And so now it's even showing up in the art. It shows up in your music, your movies, your television, everything. We got more reality shows about nothing. How many? It's like everybody knows to play on a reality show.
Yeah.
You're going to be the villain. Right, you're gonna either be the guy or the girl.
Channel Zero.
The villain.
Right,
we're gonna have mad fights. Everything's staged. We're all gonna act like we doing.
Somebody got to fight.
But everybody got to
fight. Somebody got to fight.
You see what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. That's the formula. At this point, now that it's like that, it takes people like us. I'm gonna say us because I feel like I'm one of the people that I feel like I can touch my generation that are authentic and who do understand that this shit is happening to people who ain't disconnected. So what can we do to do that? And you just said it. We want to try to connect with people because they might not even be getting that connection. When I was on live earlier on Instagram, do you know how many people quoted so much shit that we be saying and was like, you made my day. Like, people were saying it. That shit is awesome because people probably don't even get the talk that we just be talking on the radio, or when people call and they just want to have casual conversation. Because they probably ain't even be, they don't be talking to people.
I think one of the cures are we got to start lifting our legends up. Like, the theme in our society is if somebody start getting old, like you was calling Boogie Gramps and all that. When somebody start getting old, they stopped. They stop basically respecting them. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about you stop respecting him, but I'm just saying, we always gravitate to what's popping now. The reason why a lot of these young artists are popping now is because we don't respect what came before that. You see what I'm saying? And we always looking into what the kid's doing. If the little kid doing the juju on the beat, that becomes the new thing. You see what I'm saying? Not vice versa. It wasn't no whatever we was listening to, the mamas came. You know what I'm saying? Or the mamas and the grandma. No, we had to go there and listen to the old school. We had to go there, and that's how we learned.
That's what I said, because that's how we learned.
Yes, yeah, the parents becoming younger. They like, oh, I like that juju. I had a grandmama. I DJ Saturday. I had a grandmama in her 50s come up and ask for juju on the beat. And I'm like, what?
Because most of it's an internet thing. It's a social media.
I don't care, dog.
I'm cool with all that, but I'm also cool with having a throwback show.
I think
throwback shows are more important than ever, and I think that for radio, I've had this conversation with the bosses up top. Like, yo, the throwback shows have to change because they're the only way you're going to keep not just the history alive, but some artists relevant.
Relevant, yep.
And it's not Biggie and Pac. Biggie and Pac are two guys that I'll never ever disrespect. But there's so many artists that we still have to. Sometimes you have to drop in a Big L. Sometimes you have to drop in a Fat Joe or a Big Pun, because to a Miss Pooh, if nobody plays it for her, she'll never know.
Yep,
that's real. Sometimes you gotta remember to spread the teachings. Some shit. Just get taught.
I'm not a hater of today's hip hop. I don't want anybody listening to this thing.
I'm not.
What I am is.
So you be bumping Lil Yacht.
It's not about what I bump. I want you to. It's not about what I bump. It's about a respect level.
I was just gonna say that the respect.
I don't respect a lot of these cats, but I play them.
I want you to get your money. I want you to do your thing. It's the same way I watch today's NBA. Okay, my consciousness of NBA basketball is that 80s when the NBA was fantastic. Is that Celtics, LA, New York, Philadelphia, gritty basketball. Then it birthed into the Michael Jordan era, and then into the Kobe era, now into the LeBron era. So I've seen basketball evolve. Some old heads would say devolve. I've seen the NFL going from them. They used to glorify knocking your ass out.
Right.
To don't even touch you.
Yeah, because they grew up and got. They start not remembering nothing.
But I'm basically saying is, I still want the athletes to have a respect. LeBron, as much as I don't like LeBron for some of the things he's done, has a appreciation and a knowledge of basketball.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
And that's what, but then you'll see cats like a DeMarcus Cousin, all the talent in the world, who she's like, I'm glad I'm getting the check.
But I mean, I'm saying when you talk about LeBron,
DeMarcus, I don't know you, so you may have a knowledge yourself, but you don't act like it.
When you talk about LeBron and Kobe, they had somebody they looked up to that was that was a pro, that was in the NBA.
But they had knowledge of other players.
I know, but when you ask a lot of these young rappers, who did you look up to?
They
really
might
look
not
up
even
to nobody.
Have that mentor or that manager or that team to give a fuck either.
See, like a Swaggy P or Nick Young, to me, I don't know them, but what I see, don't have appreciation that they're putting on a Laker uniform. That bothers me the same way certain rappers are now selling out shows and people are loving them and loving their music. And to them, it's just a hustle. Yo, it's a hustle. And it ain't because they figured out it's a hustle. My man writes the raps. Because now we talked about in the last podcast, you ain't got to really be the MC writing the rhymes. If your man write them, but you can communicate them, it's all one and one, right?
Yeah.
Then the evolution of hip-hop help you understand that, look, I'm quoting the movie, but it started on the East Coast. Then it went to here. Then it went to her. So if you're from the South, maybe your history is the South. Maybe you didn't go to the West. Maybe you didn't go to the East. If you're from the Midwest, you know, you got a collaboration of everything. You know, you don't, and maybe you
That's
just start reverting back to your hometown.
Dude, I'm not disputing that at all because I have no knowledge of Texas hip hop or South hip hop from a certain area. You right. But
why not, dog? You ain't real, B.
I am real because I have a knowledge of, like you said, I have a knowledge. I'm not saying you got to be an authority and PhD, but to say you don't know nothing or that don't matter to you?
No, but I'm just saying, like, what I'm saying, if somebody asks somebody about a Biggie or a Pop, and if they're not from that around that time, they might not know. But you might ask them about a Pimp C or something like that, or, you know, like an 8-Ball. They might be like, oh.
Some of the people were quoting, they didn't offer that. What they said was they didn't care to know about any of them. And that's where some of this genesis of this conversation, they didn't offer up an alternative. They didn't say, I didn't listen to that, or my uncle, or my cousin, or my brother. They basically said, yo, that was their time, this is our time, good, whatever, move on. I'm getting the money now.
But they didn't have uncles. They didn't have men, and they didn't have people in their life to even pass that on to them. You get what I'm saying?
That's exactly what I was finna say. I feel like y'all, not only the emotional connection, but I feel like y'all might have had that family, that mentor, that role model, or people that y'all just knew in general that made y'all connection and passion grow. Whereas people are around people, these new rappers or whoever are around people, managers, entourage, that might not give a shit just like them. Whereas I might, right now, might be taking this opportunity I might be taking this opportunity of the fact that y'all might know shit and it might awaken something in me. Some people don't even have people like y'all around them to awaken the fact that maybe they should know a little more about what the fuck they're doing.
Some of this does go to the
people don't,
you know,
they're around people that don't
give a fuck. I worked at a record label, and record label people, no disrespect, but not everybody gives a fuck. And I think that some of these artists are signed to the labels, but the labels don't have the same control they once did because a lot of these artists are blowing up through social media, through the internet. So when they sign them, they already have a swag, and so the label's like, "Yo, I just need to download." So great, they're not really, but so they've also cut out media training out of label situations, which is very valuable. Because yes, you could be right. You take a cat that, you know, sitting on the block, sitting around Asia, spitting hot rhymes, and gets out there. Next thing, everybody's feeling them. Then they get a record deal. And the record company is just quickly trying to push them out. They're not even trying to have a knowledge of self. You know what I'm saying? Come here, Cole. Where it's about showing them when you do an interview, this is how you talk. This is what you
got
to talk about.
Right, exactly. Because they are around people or they got people that's not even guiding them into the right direction or they might not know better.
I mean, to me, that's an excuse, and we
got
to fix
that. Even though
you
got that right, but that's why I said people like y'all or us or whoever, that's where it comes into, okay, what's the action? The action is, okay, well, shit, maybe some people, it ain't their fault. Sometimes people need people like us to talk, like, even though it's at your hands, but sometimes you need a teacher or somebody to motivate you to even do that.
I understand if it's not, if it's not at your hands or whatever, but at some point it becomes a society issue because we got to fix it.
Yeah.
And instead of just getting mad, Boogie, it's time to just start taking people up under our wing and fixing it.
And it's clear that it's happening before your eyes. So this is something new. This ain't something that y'all have learned to deal with either, just like we haven't learned to even actually do the action that y'all want me to do or want the generation to do. Y'all haven't even learned to deal with this type of situation. So it's all just an effect that's going to potentially happen when I get older.
You turn up the mic, though.
My fault. That's going to happen when I get older and shit just not working in my way.
Well, I get that. I mean, you going, when you get older, people going to be coming straight out of middle school thinking they can do your job.
Call me straight out of middle school.
Yeah, hey, man, I just graduated 8th grade, man.
My son just, Cole said, hey, Cole, yeah. We working. That's Asian. You got to go around, buddy, okay?
I just graduated 8th grade. I could do this, man.
I could do this. For real.
You know what? I think it's the fault. I think it's Dr. Dre's fault, Queen Latifah's fault.
Damn.
I think because you calling yourself queen, but you like what you do. You just said you was a queen, and Dr. Dre, he ain't went to school getting on doctor, but he just added a doctor on his name. You know what I'm saying? So I just think damn. All that, you know, you just call yourself anything, you know, and that's what you are. You know what I mean? And they still calling that to this day. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
They ain't even got no PhD.
Right? You know, like I blame Laura Finesse.
Silly.
That's real. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm Sir Thorough, because of Lord Finesse and Sir Too Short.
Woo! Right, damn.
I think we're going to end it on this point. Good note, being interrupted by a 3-year-old. Cole is in the building. But it's all good. I think bottom line is, I think we started this just more saying, if you are in today's millennial generation, you have all the knowledge in the world in your pocket, in your hand right now, how you listening to this podcast. So whatever your passion is, it doesn't matter if it's whatever you want to get into, do a little research on it, man. You'll be surprised how that can actually help you get a job.
Exactly.
And a job interview, to walk in there and talk about something that the person interviews, like, I didn't even think you would know that. I didn't think you would know that.
Exactly.
Gotta hire this person.
Exactly.
They got a passion for it. Passion still can get you the bread.
Absolutely.
Word up. Big dog book D, baby. Word up.
All right, Miss Pooh, the educator.
What? I'm just thorough. That's who I am. That's I ain't with nobody else.
I'm going to pour this shot of effort.
We'll catch y'all on the flip.
On the flippy.